fine. Thank you very much to Shannon. I think I said this already. Did I already thank Shannon? I don't know. She's gone, but she what a great show. I got to listen on the way in. Wonderful stuff she does. So this show, I haven't seen you guys since last June, maybe? May or June? It's been a while. But this show, in the summertime, over the summer, I had the privilege of being able to take a road trip in an RV with my whole family. That's six people and three dogs. And we traveled, we visited family. But I managed to turn it into a rock and roll history tour as well. We got to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio. We got to see blues, you know, live blues music in at the Arch in St. Louis. And St. Louis is considered the gateway to blues because it was sort of a maturation spot for the blues, right? And but the best part, Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. Sun Records is the birthplace of rock and roll. We'll probably get into more of that later, but it's where rock and roll started. And that was just an absolutely amazing. I mean, I got to hold the microphone and stand in the spot that Elvis Presley recorded his first music, and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and so many others. It was almost religious. But without further ado, let's get started. We'll get into the historic stuff in a bit. Want to start off with some Bruce Springsteen. And this is Devils and Dust.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. Can turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul. Feel the devil's in dust. Well, I dreamed of you last night, field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry, the smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob, in a field of mud and bone. Well, your blood began to dry, the smell began to rise. Got God on our side, we're just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful flame. It'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand. Take a God-filled soul, fill it with the devil's hand. Thank you. gonna take a righteous stand, find the love that God wills and the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger, and tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devils and dust. But I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a dangerous thing, it'll turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust. It'll take your God-filled soul, filled with devils and dust.
tree can do for you.
Beat down. I held the radio.
Oh, yeah. U2 off of the album, 1983 album, War. That song is Two Hearts Beat as One. Probably one of my favorite songs ever. Ah, God, I love that song. My first concert, 1984, was U2 on the Unforgettable Fire tour. I've loved them ever since. So, anyways, so you just heard Two Hearts Beat as One by U2 off their album War. And before that, you heard Larkin Poe, one of my favorite new bands, Larkin Poe with Running Down a Dream. If you think you're familiar with that song, you are, because it's a Tom Petty song that they covered. And I think it's off a soundtrack for a TV show called Bad Monkey. I haven't looked into it yet, but it makes me want to look into it, right? Oh, and I'm going to have some more new music for them later on in the show. Before Larkin Poe, we had Living Color. Remember that? Cult of Personality. I'm not sure what year that came out, but this was from the 2023 remaster. And actually, if you give me just half a moment, I can look. Yeah. 1988. Remember that? Remember 1988? Oh, that just the beginning when grunge was starting to bubble up from the surface before Nirvana hit with Smells Like Teen Spirit. And you had bands like Living Color, right, for example. I miss those days. Anyways, enough nostalgia. We opened up the set with Bruce Springsteen's beautiful and thoughtful story, Devils and Dust. I haven't really explored Bruce Springsteen a lot, and I've been able to sort of pick at his library a little bit over the past couple of days, or past couple of weeks, and I can't believe I've missed some of this stuff, some of this great, amazing stuff. All right, so anyways, I had promised I had said at the beginning of the show I did this 4,000-mile tour of the United States with my family, you know, 6 people and 3 dogs in an RV, and it actually went really, really well, but I managed to make a sort of a rock and roll historic tour out of it. And the most amazing and spiritual spot was Sun Studios. Oh, the place where the first rock and roll song came from. And actually, it was a different name of the studio at the time, but Jackie Brenston with Ike Turner and the band's Rocket 88 was performed there. And Elvis's That's All Right. The story is that Elvis and a couple of other guys were goofing around between sets. He just wasn't feeling the stuff he was recording. And, you know, they were taking a break and they were just goofing around. He's singing, "That's All Right, Baby." And Sam Phillips, the producer of Sun Studio, came out and he said, "Just do that." And they did it. And that song you hear in the movie and you hear all over, done there. Jerry Lee Lewis recorded there. I have this awesome picture of, I know I'm talking too much, from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame of Jerry Lee Lewis's piano, his upright piano. And it's, the keys are just worn away. There's just wear marks in the keys. And knowing Jerry Lee Lewis, how crazy he was and how good he was at the piano, how he, imagine what came out of that piano, how much came out of that piano with all those worn down keys. It is something. And over at Sun Studio, there was the studio piano, and there is still the cigar mark where he put his cigar out on the piano keys. Anyways, all right, so speaking of Sun Studios, so the next band did not record in Sun Studios, but that's okay. This is the first one coming up is Lee Rocker. Lee Rocker is the bass player. He was the bass player for Stray Cats. He also has his own really great solo career as well, and he tries to, in his work, I've read that he tries to actually get that Sun Studio sound. And there is a sound. There is a sound of that early rock and roll and that early rockabilly. And rockabilly is the combination of, you know, it's where black blues hit white country western. And, you know, the early Elvis Presley and the early Jerry Lee Lewis was rockabilly. And this is like rockabilly on steroids. I love this song. And then after that, we're going to have something from the original Sun Studios and a bunch of stuff. So I'll be back. I'm done talking. Enjoy. Well,
once. Look at me twice. Look at me again. There's gonna be a fight. Gonna rock this town. Rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town. Rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town. Make them scream and shout. Well, rock, 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 rock to pop and roll to drop. Rock this town. Rip this place apart. Let you tingle-ling-a-ling. Good golly, Miss Molly. Woo, you sure like to ball. When you're rocking and rolling, you can hear your mama call. Now let me hear something now. Yeah. We'll be right back.
departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me high, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting higher and higher. All right.
Another thing about that song is with the chorus in the background there, I always think of Muppets. You know, the Muppets, do-do-do-do-do, those guys, that's, I can't help but picture. So the next time you hear that song, that's what you're gonna hear. That's what you're gonna see in your mind is Muppets. So we started off with, with Rock This Town. That song, the Stray Cats version that you're familiar with, was considered one of the 500 most influential songs in rock and roll by Rolling Stone, Magazine, I think, or by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I forget which. And then after that, you heard Jerry Lee Lewis with Good Golly Miss Molly. That is originally by Little Richard. And this is from a 2024 or 2023 release of remasters from Jerry Lee Lewis in stereo out of Sun Studio, and again, the birthplace of rock and roll. So, and speaking of the birthplace of rock and roll in Memphis, Tennessee, Sam and Dave with Soul Man, they were recorded at Stax Records, and Stax was another early important influential record company. They dealt a lot with soul, you know, and the elements that came together for soul music. A lot of the songs you know in that sort of genre, Otis Redding, Jackie Wilson, Sam and Dave, I'm blanking on names, came out of Stax Records. Historically awesome. And Jackie Wilson. We're doing our tour up the Mississippi. I guess we skipped over St. Louis, but we're in Chicago with Jackie Wilson with Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. And we got some brand new music coming up. We've got two brand new, recent would be the right word. You already heard some brand new music from Larkin Poe, and I forgot that was new music, but now I know. Bluephoria by Larkin Poe is coming up next. Brand new, 2024. The video itself was recorded at Jack White's studio. I forget the name of the studio, but I'm not sure where they recorded it, though. But listen for the organ sound. Ha! Oh, my God. All right. And after that will be brand new music from over the summer was released, the album Keep Me Fed. And the song that I'll be playing is 6 Feet Deep by The Warning. Now, both of these acts, Larkin Poe and The Warning. Larkin Poe is out of Nashville and originally from Georgia, and The Warning is out of Mexico. But they're both sister acts. So Larkin Poe, two sisters, Rebecca and Megan Lovell, and their harmonies are tight in that way that really only siblings can get. And the same thing with The Warning. The Warning, they start off as little kids playing Guitar Hero and that kind of thing, and they have just built themselves up. Anyways, again, I'm talking a lot. So we're going to start off with Bluephoria by Larkin Poe.
Hero, one time, two, three, many, amen. My fuse is burning pretty short, sweet Lord, have mercy, I ain't getting bugged off again. You went and dug a little deep to the bottom of the bucket, good luck, it's all gonna blow. Canary ain't singing no more, been down before, up is all I got to go. I said up is all I got to go. Around ain't working for me no more. I said I'm deep in the indigo. I should vertigo on an edge I can't ignore. I grew all the way up, gonna grow myself down. Deep roots gonna sing a different tune. We are who we are. I may not be a star, but I know that I can shine like the moon.
We'll be right back.
Love that song, the intensity of that song. I gotta do this. If you're under the influence of anything ever, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Education Radio. All right. So 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're coming up on the last 5 minutes or so. You just heard Rear View Mirror by Pearl Jam. You heard Beat It by Michael Jackson. Of course, with that killer solo, considered one of Eddie Van Halen's best solos, actually. And he did it for free. He did it as a favor to his friend Quincy Jones. Eddie Van Halen did not get paid for that. And I don't think he really cared about getting paid for it. It was, I don't know. It's a generous thing, but fantastic. The Warning with brand new music, 6 feet deep off of the new album, Keep Me Fed. And of course, Blueforia by Larkin Poe. Oh, did you listen for the organ? Oh my God. Anyways. All right. I think this is it. I think I'm saying goodnight right now. We have one more song left. Maybe two. I don't know. But this is the last you'll hear from me. So just remember, be kind to each other and have a great night.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming on this long and winding road.